感謝主，我哋一同嚟到主嘅面前。
Praise the Lord that we are able to come before Him。
喺我哋讀聖經之前，我哋先做一個禱告。
Before we start our scripture reading today, we'll have a short prayer。
親愛主，我哋再一次嘅多謝你。
Dear Lord, once again we thank you。
因為係你俾我哋有仍然有生命氣息到到主嘅面前嚟。
Because Lord, you are the one that still causes us to have breath。That we could come before Thee.
主啊，将嗰个活泼嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
Oh Lord, grant us a spirit of worship.
主啊，当我哋喺你面前相聚嘅时候，主啊，我哋实在要见到主自己嘅荣美。
Lord, that as we gather before Thee, that we can see, we can delight in your beauty.
求主你向我哋说话。
Lord, we ask that you speak to each one of us.
将我哋嘅心思意念都交俾你。
That our hearts, our thoughts, may they belong to you.
愿你来洁净。
May you cleanse them.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，如果你仲记得我哋上一次交通约书亚记系交通到第十章。
Brothers and sisters, if we remember last time, I shared on the book of Joshua, and we're currently on chapter 10.
如果你仲记得咧，我哋讲到。有五个阿摩利王。
If we remember that we spoke of the five kings of Amorites,
佢哋要嚟攻打基遍呢个地方。
And they are there to attack the city of Gibeon.
咁约书亚呢就带领以色列民反攻呢啲仇敌。
And Joshua led the people of Israel and they counterattack these people.
我哋好重嘅提出咗一点，就係话神为咗佢嘅名嘅缘故为咗佢嘅见证嘅缘故，喺嗰日叫呢一场嘅战争呢大大嘅得胜。
And we want to point out, emphasize one point is that for the sake of the people, God caused the Israelites to gain a great victory over them.
首先呢，我哋睇记得呢，神用大嘅冰魄掟落去喺呢啲仇敌嘅人嘅身上面嚟击杀佢哋。
First, we can see that God caused these great hailstones to fall upon these enemies of the Israelites.
然后呢神又听咗约书亚嘅祈祷。
And also God heard Joshua's prayer.
约书亚祷告乜嘢呢？就话要日月都要停顿。
What did Joshua pray? He prayed that the sun stand still and the moon would stay.
果然间呢，咁样祷告嘅时候，日月就停顿啦。
And when Joshua prayed in such a manner that it was granted to him that the sun was stood still and the moon stayed.
但系我哋记得我哋好重嘅提出嚟话，神听咗约书亚嗰次嘅祷告，因为耶和华嘅神为以色列。
Well, where we heavily emphasize this point, which is God heard Joshua's prayer because God was fighting for the people of Israel.
No, fighting for Israel.
God was fighting for Israel.
因为以色列是神的见证。
Because Israel is the testimony of God.
以色列是神要显明他自己作为的。
Israel is this group of people that God uses to manifest His will.
为了主自己的名，主自己的见证的缘故。
For the name of God, for the testimony of God.
神听了那次的祷告。
God heard Joshua's prayer.
因此我们说，神听祷告，原来因为一个原因，就是说那些的事是神要做的。
Now God listens to prayer in according to one principle and is according to the will of God.
神要做的事情，人加上人的祷告，于是神就成就了那件事情。
What God desires to accomplish with men working in accordance, that will be done.
好了，咁呢个跟住之后呢，我哋睇第十章、第十一章，都系讲咩呢？讲征战嘅事情。
And later on, as we continue to read chapter 10 and 11, what does it talk about? it continues to talk about fighting the warfare.
咁如果你淨係讀呢兩章嘅聖經，你咪覺得呢啲係記錄嘅啫。
Now if we only read these two chapters, we'll say, oh, they're just recordings, history.
咁有乜嘢特別嘅意思冇呢？
Is there any significant meaning behind it?
但弟兄姊妹，如果我哋細細嘅讀，
But brothers and sisters, if we read carefully,
裏面有好多神要向我哋講嘅話。
There are many words that God desires to speak to us with.
今朝早我願意同弟兄姊妹讀幾處嘅聖經。
Now this morning, I would like to read a few scriptures with brothers and sisters.
都係喺第十章、第十一章。
They're in chapter 10 and chapter 11.
咁你讀完之後咧，你就會知道我今日要講嘅呢個主題係乜嘢。
Now after we have read these passages, you will be well aware of what I want to share today.
首先睇第十章嘅二十八節。
First, chapter 10, verse 28.
我就唔读晒成节啦，只系中间抽一两句嘅啫，大家就留意一下。第二十八节，将其中一切人口进行杀灭，没有留下一个。
I'm not going to finish reading the whole verse. I'm just going to select a few sentences within it. And the king thereof, he utterly destroyed them and all the souls that were therein. He left none remain.
Okay. 第三十节，三十节，约书亚攻打这城，用刀击杀了城中的一切人口，没有留下一个。
And in verse 30, the latter half of that,
Joshua.
I'll just read the whole verse. And the Lord delivered it also and the king thereof into the hand of Israel. And he smote it with the edge of the sword and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain in it.
然后三十三节，约书亚就把他和他的民都击杀了，没有留下一个。
And also in the latter half of verse 33,And Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining.
好，再睇三十七节，用刀将城中的人和与王，并那些城邑中的人口都击杀了，没有留下一个。
And in the latter half of verse 37.And the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein, he left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon.
39节，用刀将这些城中的人口进行杀灭，没有留下一个。
And verse 39, the latter half, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining.
40节。约书亚击杀全地的人，就是山地、南地、高原、山坡的人和那些地的诸王，没有留下一个。
And on verse 40, and all their kings, he left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded.
第十一章第八节。
And in chapter 11, verse 8,
最尾嗰度话将他们击杀。没有留下一个。
And on verse 8, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them and chased them unto great Zidon.
然后十一节，以色列人用刀击杀城中的人口，将他们进行杀灭，凡有气息的，没有留下一个。
And in verse 11, likewise, they were utterly destroyed.There was not any left to breathe.
十四节，唯有一切人口都用刀击杀，直到杀尽，凡有气息的，没有留下一个。
And in verse 14, but every man they smoked with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe.
最后二十二节，在以色列人的地没有留下一个亚纳族人。
And in verse 22, there was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel.
Okay, 我们读了这么多节的圣经。
So these many verses that we read.
你有没有印象? 我今天要说什么?
Is there anything that stood out for you?
有吗?
Anything that stood out?
我们读了这么多节的圣经, 那里都有一个共同点。
All these scriptures that we read, there is a common point.
神要他们,要以色列人将所有的人口都灭绝。
That God asked the Israelites to let none of those breathing
alive.
Let none alive.
都全部杀了,进行毁灭。
All were destroyed.
神没有在这两章的圣经里面记载到,他们征服到什么地方,得到什么,得到多少的战利品。
Now God did not record in these scriptures what places they have conquered or what spoils of war they have gained.
神只是记载说,当他们去征服了那个地方的时候,就没有留下一个活口。
God only recorded that after they have conquered these places that they let none remain alive.
那些活口是以色列人的敌人。
Now those people were the enemies of the Israelites.
因此在战争之后, 神就说, 没有一个神的敌人是留下的。
Therefore, after the war, that none of the enemies would be kept alive.
你说,为什么啊?
And you will ask, why?
很多人都说,神真的很残忍的了。
And many people might think this way, that God is very cruel.
杀这么多人,
He killed so many.
亦都没有留情面,
and there's no compassion at all.
为什么?
Why?
我们晓得一件事就是说, 这班以色列人,他们去迦南, 然后他们在那里征战。
Now, one fact that we understand is that the Israelites went into the land of Canaan and they fight. They were there to fight.
去征战是神的吩咐。
They were there to fight for the land. That was the command of God.
那件事情是神要做的。
And that matter was God commanded them to do so.
然后呢,将敌人进行的毁灭,也是神要吩咐的。
Now to destroy all their enemies, that was also commanded of God.
神要他们将这些人完全的杀绝,没有留下一个。
And God commanded them that they should let none stand alive.
都是神所吩咐的。
That was commanded by God.
我们看,生命,麻烦你,生命的。We're
going to look at the transparency here and at Deuteronomy.
神早早呢,就当他们还未曾去到迦南地,在跟他们立约的时候,神已经讲了。God
already told them that is what he's going to have them do before they ever enter into Canaan.
他说,神带领你进入去得为业之地的时候呢,要从你们的前面赶出许多的国民,共有七国那么多。When
the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hast thou cast out any nations before thee?
并且神说,你要将他们灭绝正尽,不可与他们立约,也不可怜恤他们。And
when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, Thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them, and do not make a covenant with them.
原来今天人好像以为,你看旧约的圣经,神杀这么多的人,好像完全都没有什么怜悯的。Now
people, when we read the Old Testament today, they seem to think that in the Old Testament, the God asked the Israelites to kill so many people. There's no compassion there.
神这样吩咐以色列人,
Now God commanded the Israelites
原来是他的意思,
in such a manner, and that's because it is his will.
因为如果你不将那些敌人完全的杀灭,
For if those enemies were not completely destroyed,
会有什么后果呢?
What will be the consequences?
下面那一章,
we'll have the next one in Deuteronomy.
如果 你不将他们完全的杀了, 滅亡的不是他們，是你們。
For as the verses stated, for if they will if the enemies were not completely destroyed, they will turn away thy sons from following me, that they may serve under other gods.
或者用我們明白一些的話來講呢，就是說如果這些仇敵不完全的毀滅的話，
So in other words, if these enemies were not completely destroyed,
他們會轉回來害怕你們。
They will in turn turn around and cause trouble.
他們要成為什麼呢？好像一個網羅這樣。第二章。
And what would they become?
他們就會成為你們眼中的刺，立下的荊棘。
And they will be like a thorns or a prick in your eyes.
試想下，如果你的眼有粒有條刺，你說怎樣呢？
Now imagine if you have a prick in your eyes, how would that feel?
啊，如果你覺得仔有刺荊棘喺度，咁你覺得點？
If there's a thorn at your side, how would you feel?
所以神話你哋要將佢全部嘅殺曬。
So God commanded them to destroy all of their enemies.
如果唔係嘅話咧，佢哋就成為咗你哋嘅網羅。
So if not, they will become their stumbling block.
肯定的在他们的生命里面成为一个大的难处。
And it will be a great trouble in their days to come.
的那么多，一个都不留得。
Not even one left standing.
因为如果有一个留低的话呢，
For if only one left standing,
日后他们就会成为了你们的难处。
And in the days to come, it will be a trouble, a thorn in your side.
所以千万不要以为，一个而已，半个了。
So do not think that, oh, only one. I'll just leave that one left standing.
这么多不紧要的。
Just a little bit. It doesn't matter.
但是有很大 的难处，很大的破口，从一个小小的破裂缝开始。
But a great wound, a fatal wound, can start from a little infection.
我记得我以前有两部车呢，都那个防风玻璃都要换。
I remember in the past, I have two cars, and the windshield, they need to be replaced.
原因呢，就是行緊嘅時候呢，有嚿石仔掟埋嗰個防風玻璃。
The reason being that when I was driving, a little pebble hit the front of the windshield.
相信好多弟兄姊妹你都經歷過了。
I'm sure that a lot of us have experienced that.
開頭咁樣掟一掟，咁啊，你啲咁多啲咁多啫。
When a pebble just hit the side of the windshield, a little crack might just happen.
但是呢慢慢呢不知怎样它就一滴一滴这样裂开了。
But slowly and gradually, the little dent in the windshield will expand and become a crack.
结果呢那个防风玻璃就要换。
And ultimately, it ended up that I had to replace the windshield.
所以弟兄姊妹不是一滴这么多或者一两个或者少少不紧要啊。
Brothers and sisters, so it's not to say that just a little bit, a little wound, a little infection, a little bit of something would not matter.
And
even the great troubles, great tribulations, they may start with just a minor irritation.
So from the book, from Joshua, 神不
是呢好
像世人这样看到，哎呀神啊，神佢咁残忍嘅，杀咁多人。
So it's not like the how some people would look at it. Oh, God is so merciless that He kills so many people.
神系因着以色列人嘅好处嘅缘故，要将呢啲敌人完全嘅毁灭。
Now for the sake of the Israelites, God commanded them to destroy all their enemies.
如果佢哋唔毁灭呢啲敌人嘅话，日后呢啲敌人成为咗佢哋嘅难处。
Now, for if these enemies of the Israelites were not destroyed, in the days to come, in the future, they would be a great thorn on their side.
因此从这个功课的上面，我们要学习。
So from this lesson, we can learn.
什么属灵的功课我们要学习呢？
Now, what kind of spiritual lesson is there for us?
因此我们就要回来这个新约。
Now we need to turn to the New Testament.
新約嘅以弗所書，我哋一齊打開新約嘅以弗所書第四章。
The New Testament, in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 4.
如果我哋揾到咧，请我哋都睇由第二十二节开始。
Now, if we can turn to it, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20, starting from verse 22.
由二十二节开始。
Verse
22. 你揾到，你请听我读啊。
If you can find it, listen to me read.
以弗所书第四章第二十二节嗰度就话，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象做的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。二十五节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，各人以邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不可要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要努力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one of another, but ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所书第四章呢度讲嘅一大段嘅说话。
Now the scriptures here in Ephesians chapter 4，
你就细心去留意嘅话，你就发觉到原来呢度系讲俾我哋听点样去做一个真正嘅基督徒。
When we pay attention to the scriptures, it tells us how we should be a true Christian.
当我哋信耶稣，当我哋悔改。在这个面前得到他这个新的生命。
When we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we repent before Him and we gain this victorious life,
圣经就说我们是一个新造的人。
Now the Bible tells us that we are a new creation.
那这个新造的人有什么不同呢？
Now this new creation, how is he different?
原来这个新造的人他是照着神的形象来做的。
Now this new creation is based on the image of God.
神的形象和不是神的形象有什么不同？
Now the image of God and not the image of God, what is the difference?
神的形象那里有真理、有仁义和圣洁。
Now the image of God tells us there is righteousness, there is holiness, and there is truth.
原来那些真是有基督耶稣生命的人，
For those that have the that has a true Christian life,
在他的里面亦都有基督耶稣那个的圣情、真理、仁义和圣洁。
Now, with him, that true Christian, there is also the characteristic of righteousness, holiness, and truth.
但是从25节开始呢，
and starting on verse 25,
他就在那里告诉我们听，
it tells us this,
一个新造的人
，that a new creation，
佢嘅行事为人系点样嘅？同呢个真理嘅仁义嚟到配合。
His actions is in accordance with the truth。
嗱，为着我哋仍然嘅软弱，为仍然嘅软弱。
Even though we still have our weaknesses。
我们需要在神的面前时时的警醒。
We need to always keep alert before God.
也都要需要常常的防范不是真理、仁义、圣洁的东西走出来。
And we need to be alert of those things that are not of the truth.
因为稍有不小心。
Because if we, but have, we're not diligent, we're not careful,
撒旦魔鬼 佢就會有機可乘啊，好似一條嘅拉縫咁樣滲滲入嚟破壞我哋。
If we do not be careful, Satan, the devil, will creep in like through a little hole.
嗱，當仇敵有機可乘嘅時候，我哋裏邊嗰個嘅嗰個見證就要受到打擦。
When we give an opportunity to the devil, our testimony will be affected.
所以二十七節就話不可給魔鬼留地步。
So therefore, verse 27 tells us that neither give place to the devil.
不可給魔鬼留地步。
Neither give place to the devil.
弟兄姊妹，呢個我哋知道嘅。
Lord, brothers and sisters, we know of this.
这个原理我们都知道。
We know of this principle.
但是怎么做呢？
Now, how do we accomplish it?
那魔鬼呢，是基督徒的劲敌。
Now, we know that the devil is the enemy of Christians.
圣经说他常常呢，好像踎在门口啊，在那里装下你们。
Now the Bible describes the devil as creeping at the door,
yeah.
Always.
一有機會咧，佢就有機可乘，佢就會進入嚟破壞。
And if you give the devil the slightest of a chance, opportunity, he will enter.
聖經話俾我聽，邊啲事最容易俾佢有機可乘嘅咧？
Now the Bible also tells us.What manners, what matters that will give him a chance to enter?
就是从二十五节开始，我喺度归纳到吓，有四样嘅嘢。
Now, from verse 25, I have a conclusion that there are about four matters.
第一系谎言，讲大话。
One is lying.
啊，第二呢就系发怒，生气。
The second matter is being angry.
第三样呢就是閒懶偷嘢。
And number three is stealing.
第四呢是言语上面的漏洞。
And number four is the corrupt communication that proceeds out of mouth, of the mouth.
Yeah. 等一下，真的我们要留意一下，很多时候我们是做很多东西是不经心的。
And brothers and sisters, pay attention that many times we act in such a way that we're very careless.
哇，就好似隨便咗出嚟。
And the words just came out.
但係唔知道，原來呢個我哋嘅隨隨便便咧，卻係成為咗一個破口。
And this our carelessness may become a weakness.
咁有一個破口，仇敵就進入嚟。
And with this weakness, the devil can enter and affect us.
仇敵進入嚟。就破壞咗我哋整個嘅見證。
When the devil can have an opportunity to enter, our testimony can be destroyed.
我哋知道我哋嘅主啊，如果我哋弟兄姊妹都讀緊呢個啟示錄。
Brothers and sisters, some of us are reading the book of Revelation.
知道咧，我哋嘅主係誠信、真實、公義嘅。
And we know that our Lord is the truth. It's It's righteous.
我哋作神嘅儿女
，and we the children of God，
头先已经讲过，亦都系要有呢个诚信、真实、公义。
That we as Christians of God, imitator of Christ, we need to have this. Need to have truth and also righteousness.
咁但系你话啊，我哋而家仲系学习啫。
And you must just comfort yourself, saying that, hey, we're just learning.
啊，到主再翻嚟嘅时候
，and when the Lord comes back again，
我哋就完全。
Then we will be complete.
冇错，我哋而家未完全。
Yes, it is true that we are not complete yet.
我哋要学习到完全。
But we need to learn. We need to strive to be complete.
因此，主要求主来帮助我哋。
And we will ask our Lord to help us.
所以第一件事情话要弃绝谎言。
So the first matter here is that we should put away lying.
啊，呢个系非常非常重要嘅一环。
It's a very important fact.
因此你如我诈或者是彼此说谎在神的言语中间是一件不可以停留的不可以保留的一件东西。
So between brethren, lying and It's unacceptable.
Yeah. 在神的言语的中间，我们这一章，我们一定要学习。
This is something that we must learn between.
不单止不可以彼此的说谎。
That we should not lie to each other.
并且呢，要与邻居说诚实话。
That we also need to speak in truth with our neighbors.
所以圣经叫我们弃绝这些谎言。
So the Bible tells us to put away these lying.
弟兄姊妹，所谓弃绝的意思就是完全的甩了去。
To put away, to completely abandon it, to throw it away.
本来在身上的，现在脱离了。
If it's something like we're wearing it, we'll just take it away and throw it away. To leave it behind.
一个行动。
It is an action.
是一个我们要自律的一个最高的一个境界。
It's something we must discipline ourselves to do.
因此我们要脱去的是将我们这个虚伪或者说这个谎言来到拎走。
And we need to take it away, throw it away, this lying, this hypocrisy.
Yeah, 将诚实穿起上来。
But to wear forth the truth.
在箴言书那里告诉我们。
And in Proverbs it tells us this.
说谎的嘴为耶和华所憎恶，行事诚实的为他所喜悦。
Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight.
撒加利亚书下边嗰章。
Also in Zechariah,
佢话你哋当行嘅系咁样样，各人以邻舍说诚实，在城门口按治理判断，使人和睦。
These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates.
所以弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面各处，无论新约旧约，都讲给我们听，我们要诚实，不要说谎话。
So brothers and sisters, in the scripture, in the Old Testament and New Testament, it tells us that we need to speak in truth.
其实诚实是人格的最基本的一个条件。
Now to speaking in truth is a basic condition for men.
亦都是最起码的做人的条件。
Now that's a kind of like the basic foundation of a man.
我们读中文的人呢，你又记得，如果你记得有一句的说话。
Now for us that reads Chinese,
studies Chinese, read Chinese, yeah, yeah.
To know of Chinese.
有句说话在礼记里面，应该你们熟悉的，叫做欲修其身先正其心。
Now there's a saying in Chinese that should one desire to discipline oneself, he first must be right in his heart.
欲正其心者先诚其意。
And should he desire to purpose righteousness in his heart, he first must be honest and sincere in his thoughts, in his motives.
意思呢，其实就是说，如果人没有诚实，其余的东西，什么都不用说。
And the basic principle of that saying is that if one lacks the honesty, sincerity,You don't need to mention the other things.
弟兄姊妹，是几咁紧要嘅一件事。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
说谎，圣经话俾我哋听，系出自魔鬼。
Now, lying, the Bible tells us that is from the devil.
并且圣经话，魔鬼就系说谎人嘅父。
And the Bible also tells us that the devil is the father of lies.
唔知弟兄姊妹，你覺得點樣
？Now I don't know what is your take on this？
我哋好多有好多 BB 喺我哋中間出世，咁好多人咧第一眼見嘅時候咧，成日都問：呢個似爸爸定似媽媽
？Now we have many infants, children among us, and sometimes when we see them, we'll ask them, "Oh, is this more like the father or is it more like the dad? More like the mother?"
其實個 BB 咧都係一半似媽媽，一半似爸爸嘅，多數都係。
in actuality, the baby would be half of him or her might be like the father, dad, and the other might like the mom, be like the mom.
但是圣经说呢, 说谎人, 魔鬼是谎人的父.
Now, the Bible also tells us that the devil is the father of lies.
你下一次你说大话的时候,
the next time you decide to think about telling a lie,
你希望你有些印象, 魔鬼就在那里, 啊, 笑笑口这样, 啊, 如子可教了。
You might picture this, that the devil might be behind you and he's like, he's whining behind you. Oh, this is a
good boy.
Good boy.
Yeah. 他都还有点像我啊。
And the devil will be whining that, oh, you are still a little bit like me.
弟兄姊妹,你小心啊。下一次你讲大话的时候,你想想。
So brothers and sisters, Take note, be careful that next time should a lie come about, think about that. So the Lord tells us that we should put away any lying, all lying.
然后呢, 生气不要犯罪。
And do not be angry.
怒气呢,是因为有人做了一些, 不合理的事呢。
Actually, it's be angry, but sin not. Sometimes we will be angry because somebody has done something unjust to us.
因为他做了不合理的事情，所以呢激起我哋嗰啲情绪啊，咁有咁嘅表现，呢个就系怒气。
When we encounter unjust matters, sometimes our emotions are touched that we become angry.
我哋可以有时愤怒。
We can be angry.
因为严格起上嚟咧。 怒气本身不是罪,
because anger in itself is not sin.
但是记得, 怒气会引我们去犯罪,
but take heed of this, that anger will sometimes cause us to sin.
雅各书那里下一章你们个人要快快地听慢慢地说慢慢地动怒.
And in James 1:19, it tells us that let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
为什么? 因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Because the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
我们可以有时发火的。
And we are sometimes we could become angry.
但是呢, 不可以因为发火而犯罪。
But we should not, because of our anger, cause us to sin.
然后圣经就告诉我们, 不要含怒到日落。
And the Bible also tells us, let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
其实那个意思不是说你睡觉之前, 你就要, 你的怒气要止息。
Now that does not tell us that before we go to bed, before we sleep, that we need to somehow get rid of the anger.
其实那个意思就告诉我们, 你怒可以, 但是你不要怒得过长, 太耐。
Now that sentence that we just read tells us that yes, we can be angry, but do not be angry for too long.
因为你怒气发得耐呢, 就会生出恨来。
Because the more you are angered, it will gradually lead into hatred.
有了恨呢,
now when there is hatred, there is this, revenge will become something that the consequence of that.
如果你时时呢,
now if you have hatred within your heart,
你对任何的事情都没好处,
there is no good gain of it.
你可能会害了自己，也可能会害了别人。
You might cause harm to yourself, or you might cause harm to others.
我记得睇到一段嘅新闻，佢就话有个女仔。
I remember reading a news article, and it speaks of a woman.
有个女人咧就用咩，拎啲强水去淋别人。
And what did she do? She used the acid to pour it on somebody.
唔系话其他嗰个人得罪咗佢。
And not to say the other person has offended her.
那是因为她一直觉得自己生得不漂亮。
It's because she always thought that she doesn't look too pretty.
是, 经常都在埋怨, 點解我生得咁醜樣
？And she always complains to herself and asking, "Why am I so ugly?"
啊，埋怨天尤人。
And grieving against the heavens.
咁睇見哇，今日有個女仔，人人都話佢靚嘅。
And that day when she saw a woman, and everybody admired her.
哇！一怒之下，佢就做咗呢啲害人。
And in a certain burst of anger, she did this a terrible thing.
So, 看见吗，弟兄姊妹，人无理的动怒呢，会犯罪。
So, brothers and sisters, we can see that anger and hatred can sometimes lead to sin.
如果你怀怒太耐呢，亦都引致你犯罪。
And if you hold a grudge, hold the anger against somebody, it will lead you to sin.
弟兄姊妹，当你犯罪的时候是怎样？
And brothers and sisters, well, what happens when you sin?
当你发紧嬲嘅时候，系最容易俾魔鬼留地步，俾佢有机可乘嘅时候。
What happens when you're angered? That is the moment when the devil will have the opportunity to. That is the weakness you will lend to the devil for him to work on you.
好多人就话。哎，我真係係我係好壞脾氣嘅。
And many of us might think that, oh yes, I am someone that has a bad temper.
不過咧，我話發完脾氣就冇事噶咯喎。
Now if I just let my bad temper out, let my you know bad feelings out, I'm fine afterwards.
係咪咁啊？好多姊妹都係咁係嘛？
Are we somebody like that?
但你冇諗到呢，你係可以發得脾氣。
But you can't let your anger out.
啊，可以呢，都发完都当冇事咁样样。
You can let it out and just act like nothing has happened.
但系你唔知道你发脾气嘅时候，好似开炮咁样喎。
But sometimes when we let our anger out, it's just like a cannon going off.
原来呢支炮发咗出去咧，留低好多好多嘅。
Now, when this anger is let out in its path, it is left behind much damage.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，不可给魔鬼留地步。
So, brothers and sisters, do not let the devil have any ground.
Okay, 然后呢，下边就话唔好偷窃。
And the next point that I want to emphasize is that do not steal.
你话冇啊，我哋都冇去偷嘢。
You would say, "I do not steal."
咁乜嘢叫偷窃呢
？Now, what is this matter of stealing?
拎咗啲唔属于自己嘅东西，嗰个行动就叫偷窃。
Stealing would say that you have take something that doesn't belong to you.
用攞咗别人努力得嚟嘅东西。
For example, if you have take something that somebody has worked hard for,
或者用欺骗嘅手段去得到一啲唔应该系你得到嘅。
Or maybe you gain something with some scheming of your on your part.
我哋好多时候我哋买嘢有时俾唔足钱嘅喎。
Sometimes when we go buy something, we may not pay the full amount.
啊，呢个系偷啦。
That is stealing.
八个钟头做嘢你唔做足，呢个系偷。
Now if you work for eight hour workday and you do not work completely the 8 hour, then it is considered stealing.
借咗人嘅嘢唔还咧，都系偷啦。
Now if you borrow something from someone and you are not returning it, that is stealing.
所以如果我哋 download 啲 music 啊，唔俾钱啊，都系偷啦。
Now if you download some music and you do not pay for it, then it's considered stealing as well.
等住问我哋都知道呢啲嘅性情，呢啲嘅心思，我哋唔可以存留。
And brothers and sisters, we need to take note that these kind of thoughts we should not have.
我要对付啊，要弃绝呢啲。
We need to deal with it. We need to abandon these.
所以约书亚将嗰啲敌人一个一个咁样嚟到消灭，一个都唔停啊。
Therefore, we see Joshua destroy all the enemies that's put before him.
其实呢度讲话唔好偷窃。
Now, when we talk about do not steal here,
如果你读咗整段嘅整节嘅圣经，你嗰度发觉嗰度唔净止话偷一啲嘅物质嘅东西。
when you read the whole scripture here, it tells us that it's not only stealing some material things.
并且呢, 在那里有一个, 讲到有一个性情, 是闲懒的, 不做事的,
also, there is a, there's a concept of being lazy, not doing anything.
或者说不积极的一个这样的心态。
Maybe not being active, proactive.
Yeah. 样样都是游手好闲，冇乜嘢实际嘅东西。
Everything is very carefree, every just sitting there waiting for things to happen.
唔积极嘅，
not being proactive.
如果我哋咁样嘅话，
if we are like that,
圣经就话我哋就好容易俾魔鬼留地步。
And the Bible tells us that it's very easy to let the devil gain ground.
喺圣经里边一个好有名嘅一个比喻。
Now there's a very famous parable in the Bible.
My parable.
Example in the Bible.
就是讲到大卫他犯罪,
and that is of the sin that King David committed.
你记得他为什么会犯了奸淫的罪?
Now we remember how he committed adultery.
就是因为他那天没什么事做,得闲得滞,这样睡完晏觉,睡觉就在天台那里周围看。
Because he has nothing to do on a certain day, and he was after taking a nap, he was on his he was on a roof and a balcony overlooking the city.
咁咧就睇到啊有嗰度溝到有個女人喺度沖涼喎。
And he spotted a woman taking a bath.
聽朝會就係咁樣樣啦。如果佢哋手頭上邊好積極嘅好多嘢做好多做嘅唔得閒嘅咁，佢哋點會？ 咁又有當當咁樣去裝到嘢咧？
Now that's how David committed the sin, adultery. And but for if he was actively in his duties, he would have no time and leisure to be there on the balcony.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姊妹游手好閒嘅嘢，你就好容易會有個漏洞。
So brothers and sisters, we're lazy and undisciplined and just sitting around waiting for things to happen.
結果就是犯罪。
It will give ground for the devil to work in us.
所以你不要以為我有空上網看看東西。
So do not think that, oh yeah, we have time, just go on the internet and browse.
你一打開的時候,很多東西就走進來了。
And when you open the computer, there will be a lot of information and things sort come before you.
結果又 crash了,又要找Sherman,很多東西。
And it may cause your computer to crash, and then you have to find some computer expert like Sherman there.
但是電腦壞了,你的人格,你都會犯罪。
Not only the computer crashing, but it will also lead to your character being affected.
所以有人就讲到话，一个懒惰嘅人或者闲懒嘅人嘅脑袋呢，系撒旦最好嘅工厂。
So someone would say it in this way: the lazy people, the undisciplined people, it will their brain, their mind is like a breeding ground for Satan.
仲有咧就系唔好俾魔鬼留地步。仲有一个原因就系言语上边嘅学习，我哋要非常嘅谨慎。
One more thing that we should not leave ground to the devil is on the matter of our communication, the way we speak with, talk with each other.
不只是好像讲粗口啊,污言秽语,
not only the profanity,
yeah, 并且是一些不准确的话,或者说不被别人有造就的说话。
Now this also concerns the words that are not beneficial to others.
人的说话代表他的心的。
Because what we speak from out of our mouth, it comes from our heart.
圣经都说话，你心里边所充满嘅，口里边就讲出来。
And even the Bible tells us that what fills our hearts, it will come out from our words.
所以要保守我哋呢个心。
So we need to keep our heart.
有啲言语系去造就人嘅。
And there are words that will help others.
但很多时候有些言语是败坏别人。
But there are also many words that will cause harm, cause harm to others. Yes.
就好像你讲出来没什么所谓的，但是呢，它是污染了别人。
Sometimes when we speak these words, we do not take note of them, but it will cause harm to others.
甚至乎影響到別人嘅一生.
It will affect the other person, even maybe their entire life.
所以弟兄們，我哋要講嘅説話好小心.
So we need to take heed what we speak.
我講一個見證.
I'll share one testimony.
我好鍾意至少都好鍾意音樂.
As a child, I really enjoy and like music.
尤其是我喜歡, 玩這些樂器的,
musical instrument. And I also like to play some musical instrument.
我記得呢, 我15歲那年,
and when I was 15,
因為有一個人, 他說一句話,
because one person came to me and said this to me.
因為那時候很想去學彈琴.
Because at that time I really want to learn to play the piano.
就是因為那句話我就沒有機會正式入學校去受教.
Now because of that that sentence that was spoken to me, I did not have a chance to go to a musical school and to learn the piano.
他說了什麼話呢?
Now what did that person said to me?
人家學音彈琴啊,小老哥時開始啦.
Now that was that person spoke to me that people that learns music, that learns how to play the piano, they start when they're really young.
你現在十幾歲,手指都硬了,不要學了.
Now you are in your teens, you're a teenager, you know, your fingers are all not as swift as before, or not as you cannot learn anymore.
所以就是這樣,我媽就不讓我學了.
Now just because of what that person said, my mom refused to let me go and learn the piano.
聖經這裡不只說一些污衊的說話,說一些有
Now the Bible here tells us that we should not speak of let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth.
而是一些不幫助人的說話, and that
also include words that are not beneficial to others. It's also included in this example here.
弟兄姊妹,我們有時說話, 真係有時唔經大腦㗎,
brothers and sisters, truly sometimes we speak things that without processing through our we're thinking it too much.
你就發覺到魔鬼就從嗰度嚟入手.
And we notice that the devil can gain ground in those manners.
當佢有機可乘嘅時候,
when a chance is left to the devil,
肯定會將我哋帶進去犯罪㗎.
The devil will then bring us into sin.
不過啦, 弟兄姊妹你要記得,
and brothers and sisters, but remember this.
魔鬼呢,
now, the devil will not force you to sin.
但是他能够引诱你去犯罪,
but he can tempt you to sin.
所以有時我覺得魔鬼都幾可憐.
So sometimes I feel sorry for the devil.
因為呢,無論人犯了什麼罪呢,都是說, 魔鬼啊,
because when people sin, they always accuse the devil.
啊, 是他而已嘛,
it's the devil that made me do it.
我有个, 学房里面有个学生, 刚刚就寄一封信给我.
So there is a student that recently sent me a letter. 啊,
他说呢, 他不知怎么办, 因为我现在很忙啊, 又要买屋, 又要搬屋, 又要做这样做那样, 所以没时间做功课.
And in his letter, he stated that he needs to purchase a house, he needs to move into the house, that he does not have time to study the Bible.
Also,
to finish his homework.
And
he asked me, can I turn in the homework at the end of the semester?
他就說,我現在這麼忙,如果你說不行,那我都要退學了.
And he said, I'm so busy now that if I can't do it, then I need to just get out of this course.
他就說,我就是知道魔鬼要這樣弄我的.
And he then said, oh, I know that's what the devil wanted me to do.
時時我哋都係咁樣賴嗰個魔鬼。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes we always accuse the devil of any wrongdoings.
你都時時好多時候人有犯罪，係因為你自己嘅情慾係引出嚟。
And many times when men sin, it's because of the emotions of the character of the man.
魔鬼唔逼你嘅，唔會逼你去犯罪。
Now the devil would not force you to sin.
但佢能夠引誘你去犯罪。
But the devil can tempt you to sin.
因為你留咗地步俾佢嘛。
Because you have left a chance, an opportunity open for him to do his work.
你留咗地步俾魔鬼，佢就有機可乘。
So when you leave ground for the devil, he will work through that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要謹慎喺我哋嘅生活嘅上面。
So brothers and sisters, we need to take heed in our daily lives.
我哋點樣能夠顯出喺裏邊基督耶穌嗰個真理、仁義同埋聖潔
？Now how can we manifest?The godly character that's in us through Christ.
呢啲係消極嘅，所有頭先我提嘅消極上面嘅對付。
Now all that I just mentioned are very passive.
但係我哋如果一路讀落去嘅時候，你就發覺有積極嘅嗰一方面。
Now as we read further down, we can see how we can proactively deal with these things.
但無論如何，我哋睇見約書亞當佢帶以色列人進入迦南地嘅時候。
But regardless, we can see that Joshua, as he lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan, he went through battles. Come.
在征战的里面，他们要将所有那些迦南地的人一一的消灭。
And through these warfares, he destroyed all the enemies.
没留下一个。
There is none left
standing. 一个都不留得。
Not one left standing.
因为如果他们留低，
Because if one is left standing,
这班的迦南人就会引他们犯罪离开神。
If one was left standing, these people would lead them, tempt them to sin, to leave God.
照着神的吩咐，约书亚将所有那些迦南人都杀了。
So according to the command of God, Joshua destroyed all his enemies.
连同他们最怕那些亚衲族的人，神都说一概都消灭了。
Even the most fearful of them, the Amorites, they are also destroyed.
原来属灵的事情就是要这么绝对的。
Now, in concerning spiritual matters, this is so absolute.
是这么彻底的。
It's complete.
不可以让步。
There's no way, don't leave any grounds.
不可以让这些迦南人有机可乘。
Do not leave any grounds for these Canaanites.
叫以色列人再陷在罪的当中。
So that they may have a chance to cause the Israelites to sin.
今天是我们要学的功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is a homework that we need to learn today.
我们靠着主。
With the help of our Lord,
活在他的面前,
to live before Him,
不被魔鬼留地步,
and do not leave any ground for the devil.
但愿主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
我们祈祷,
we have a short prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们再一次的多谢你,
Oh Lord, once again we thank you.
但愿你将你的话放在我们的心中,
may you place your words in our hearts,
免得我们得罪你,
so that we do not anger thee.
求主你继续的引导我们走在你的面前。
And Lord, continue to lead us in the ways in the days to come.
让我们在你的面前成为一个合乎你心意的人。
So that we can be someone that's seeking after thy heart.
多谢我们的主。
Thank you to the Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.